Marine Corps veteran Tom Carpenter is a board member of the Service Members Legal Defense Network.
Never in the history of our country since 1776 has an American in uniform been able to say, I am gay or lesbian or bisexual.
Military officials say the end of the 18-year-old don't ask, don't tell policy will be a smooth transition. But Carpenter, who was at a press conference at the LA Gay and Lesbian Center, said there still will be some rough spots.
There is no provision for non-discrimination in this law. All this law did is bring us back to 1993.
In Washington, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta told reporters that 97% of the 2.3 million service members have been trained about the implementation of the repeal. He said there is a zero-tolerance policy for harassment.
Coming out remains our number one weapon against homophobia. And finally, service members who do need no longer fear for their jobs.
That's Jim Key, Chief Public Affairs Officer of the LA Gay and Lesbian Center. Carpenter estimates that 65,000 active duty National Guard and Reserve forces could be affected by the repeal. This doesn't include transgendered people, however. The Defense of Marriage Act is also a stumbling block for the military, Carpenter says.
In one fell swoop, the world has changed. In spite of that fact, there is still much more that needs to be done.
Activists are still fighting to gain the same marriage benefits as straight troops. Megan Suisse, Annenberg Radio News.